Where's Uncle Solo? Where's your team? Uncle Solo. All your people. Are they here? Oh, okay. All right, Psalm 66. No, this year is our God year. And there are a lot of things that we'll be doing. So some of the services will not go the way as planned. Sometimes not even I will know what we'll do, like this morning. There are a lot of things that we'll be relearning. And there are some things also that we'll be learning anew to understand this God that we serve, so that we'll know how to relate to Him better. Okay. Now, the dramatic acting, please stand up. Those who ministered this morning, please stand up. Yes, just stand wherever you are. They are. What do you go and change? Just stay like that. Okay, it means they are not coming now. But Uncle Ben, where are you? He's going to call them. Okay, you take the message and then give it to them. Did you instruct them not to smile? I don't know why they were not smiling. But there was somebody's smile who caught my attention while they were ministering. Joy, your smile caught my attention throughout the time that they were ministering. And I was praying that, oh, let them also smile at the way Joy is smiling. When you minister, imagine I'm preaching to you this morning. Assume I'm preaching. God is a good God. You believe what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, God is a good God. You have to believe. This is the God here. You're laughing at me. That is exactly how we receive your ministration when you come and minister to us and you don't smile. You minister as if what you are doing, you don't believe it. I hope I've got my message clear. So Ben, please tell your people. All right. You should always keep a smile on their faces. Psalm 60 says, make a joyful noise, a joyful shout to God. Please give me NIV. Shout with what? Everybody repeat after me. Shout with. Again. Shout with. Shout with. Shout with. As you see the joy on your face, shout with. That is what the psalmist is saying. Shout with joy to God, all the earth. Verse 2. Sing to the glory of His name. Make His praise glorious. We are stopping at verse 2. Can you say after me? Make His praise glorious. Glorious. Don't make His praise boring. You don't have to repeat that one. Just listen to that one. Don't make His praise boring. Make it glorious. When somebody sees you praising God, the person must want to praise God too. The angels must look at you and understand that these people understand that they have been redeemed. So when they're giving God praise, they make that praise glorious. And mind you, making God's praise glorious has got nothing to do with what you are going through. You may even be sick. Where's Michael? I saw him somewhere. Michael, Jojo, where is he? I thought I saw him. Okay, maybe I saw somebody else and I thought it was him. Make His praise glorious. Whether you are sick or not, whether you are tired or not. And please don't be distracting somebody when I'm talking, okay? Keep your focus. It's one of the things that we need to be relearning every day. This word glorious is one of the words that stood out when the choir was ministering to us. I don't know whether it's because I was thinking about this verse. But when the choir minister, that is what I picked. Whatever we do, it must be glorious unto God. So you cannot come and sit in church, You cannot wake up, sit on your bed, and you say you are thanking God because they say you should do your quiet time, and you have frowned your face because your mommy is not preparing the breakfast that you expect to eat, and then the money that daddy gave you is not enough. So, Father, I thank you for another day. But there's no smile on your face. What you are doing is not glorious unto God. The psalmist says, make his praise glorious. This morning when the praise and worship team led us, again, there were two words that kept coming out from the songs that they led us to sing. Sacrifice of praise. Do you remember those words? That phrase. Sacrifice of praise. And you know what a sacrifice is? You are talking again. And you are enjoying your talking. You are laughing. Shame on you. Let's all say shame unto her. So next time you make your listening glorious, okay? When I listen to you, make it glorious. I like your smile. Clap for her. Sacrifice. Are you angry with me? I hope not. Are you angry with me? Okay. Even if you're angry, you can't say it. So, sacrifice of praise. That means that it is a sacrifice. It will cost you because you don't feel like doing it, but you have to do it. And don't just have to do it. You have to make it glorious. You have to make it beautiful. You have to make it in such a way that when somebody sees you, the person wants to do the same. Make his praise glorious. We bring to you a sacrifice of praise. And we are going to sing that song again. Uncle Solomon, your team, please get up. You are going to sing that song again. We bring a sacrifice of praise. Listen. The media team even got the lyrics wrong and I corrected them. So can you please put the lyrics of the song back on? I want to say a few things that would sing for 5 minutes. The psalmist says, and it's the psalmist that brought this song up, we bring a sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Whenever you come into the house of the Lord, make up your mind that you are coming with a sacrifice of praise. You may not have money. You may not know how to sing. You may not know how to dance. You may not be an intercessor. You may not know how to pray. You may not know how to preach. But you can come with a sacrifice of praise. And it's not about the goodness of your voice. It's not about the melody. But it's about what is in your heart. A sacrifice of praise. We bring a sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer to you all the sacrifices of thanksgiving. Do you know that today is Calvary Chapel, we are celebrating 27 years. Are you aware? Yes. Is that how you want to celebrate the birthday of the church? Is that how you celebrate your birthday? Today we come with a sacrifice of praise. And we come with a sacrifice of thanksgiving to God for 27 years. Some of you were not even born, but it does not matter. You know the history of the church. You have heard the history of the church so much. You know what the church has done for your parents, and that is why you are here this morning. So we come with a sacrifice of thanksgiving. And we offer to you the sacrifices of joy. Everybody say sacrifice of joy. Sacrifice of joy. It means even when you're not happy, smile unto God. When you are sick in your body, a sacrifice of joy. Let joy exude from your body, from your being, from your soul, from your heart, from everything around you. Bring a sacrifice of joy unto God. Last week, the preacher announced that the boys were not dancing. And so the boys were going to redeem themselves. We didn't have time to redeem ourselves. And this morning too, the boys didn't dance. All the boys are going to bring a sacrifice of dancing unto God this morning. Yeah. In the next 5 minutes, we are all going to rise up on our feet and bring a sacrifice of praise, a sacrifice of thanksgiving, a sacrifice of joy, and the boys are going to bring a sacrifice of dancing into the house of the Lord. It doesn't matter whether you know how to dance or not. It doesn't matter whether you got the moves or not. Every boy is going to come out here, and it's a sacrifice of dance, a sacrifice of thanksgiving. And when you are dancing, I want to see you smiling. It's a sacrifice of joy, a sacrifice of thanksgiving, a sacrifice of praise unto our God. Shall we rise up, the guys? Get ready. Drama, why? What are you waiting for? Bring sacrifice of drumming.
Everybody clap your hands like this. Let's go.
We all bring sacrifice of praise.
All the boys on the floor.
All the guys on the floor. We bring sacrifice of praise.
We are redeeming ourselves this morning. It's a sacrifice of a dance.
We bring sacrifice of praise into the house.
Take a seat. Instrumentally, you may go back and set Uncle Ivan. So, guys, how did you feel? Some of you didn't feel like dancing, but you danced, isn't it? And some of you even didn't feel like smiling, but you're smiling. And some of you were having fun and enjoying yourself. That is how it is like when we come into the house of God. It's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. You are not the dancing type, but you sacrifice. You are not the shouting type. You are shy, you are quiet, but you sacrifice. A sacrifice of a shout. You are not the smiling type, but you come to God and you are happy. You think about what He did for you on Calvary And you smile and say, thank you, Jesus, for the blood that you shed for me. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that you put in me, that shows me love, teaches me how to love, and that teaches me how to be a Christian, and teaches me how to work in the house of God, and also teaches me to walk in the power of God. Thank you, Lord. And so I come with a sacrifice to you this morning. It's a sacrifice. A sacrifice. A sacrifice. I want to do one thing. Then we'll do another thing. Then we'll interact in our classes a little. I feel very led to pray for somebody. And I've been looking around, I still cannot see the person. But if you are in this room, and all the things that we've been talking about God throughout this year, it doesn't seem to make too much sense to you. Like one of the facilitators was sharing with the facilitators yesterday, let's stop doing this God thing and talk about some other things. I don't know what other things you are interested in this morning. But if in your heart you sense that, nah, Charlie, my walk with God is nothing to write home about. I don't feel God. I have accepted Jesus Christ. But I don't know whether he's in my heart or not. I'm not sure. To be honest, I don't even love God. And I don't know whether God loves me. Or you feel like God has deserted you. God doesn't care about you. You don't find any joy in God. You don't find any joy in church. If you fall into any of these categories, I want you to stand up. And you cannot pretend with God. Don't feel shy about it. If you are in any of these categories, I want you to stand up. Just stay at your seat, but stand up. There are many of you I know. Don't feel shy. Maybe some of you have to bring a sacrifice of standing. You know yourself. You know what you are going through. Just stand up. I want to minister to you. And if this is all we'll do today, I'll be happy, because I know that God wants me to do this. You know in your heart. You don't care about God. You don't think about God. And you think God thinks the same way about it. He does not care. When we talk about the cross, it doesn't mean anything to you. When we talk about the blood, what is all this thing about the blood of Jesus? Not me. I don't understand, and I don't even care. Please don't waste our time. Stand up and don't be shy. I'm not going to ask you to come forward. You're going to stand where you are. But I want you to be sincere with God. Be very honest with God. Because the power of God is going to break through in your life. And all these thoughts, all these anxieties, and all these uncertainties are going to change. Some of you, even as I'm talking, your heart is beating. I don't know why your heart is beating. You know you have to respond, but you don't want to. I don't know why. I beg you. There's no point coming to church Sunday after Sunday when all the things that we do in this place does not mean anything to you. Please stand up. Please stand up. still waiting for a few more people. My hope is built on nothing else but Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest friend. Please, I'm singing alone, please. You can sing in your heart. But Jesus' name, on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other, no drums, please. Yes, thank you. Sinking sand. My hope is built on nothing else than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. I am trusting thee, Lord Jesus. Trusting only thee, trusting thee for full salvation. Great and free I am. Father, I lift up Teen Chapel before you this morning. And I lift up these your children that are standing before you. You know their hearts. They feel so far away from you. Think that you don't care about them, but you love them so much that you sent Jesus to die for them. Lord, you are teaching us to put our trust in you and to trust in the finished work of Calvary. Speak to every one of them. Minister to them right now. Overshadow them with your love and with your power. Let them feel your presence. Let them know that you are near. Let them know that they can trust you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for newness in their life. Thank you for fresh joy. Thank you for fresh love. Thank you for fresh power. Lord, let it be real to them. Let it be real to them. Let it be real to them. Let there be a clear manifestation to them right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let there be a tangible manifestation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You may take your seat. Winnie and Anders, you may join me now. Or you can still sit there. My hope is built on nothing else but Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Praise the Lord. Are we ready to give a sacrifice of a shout? Come on, shout unto the Lord with a shout of victory. 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 Thank you, Lord, for the blood. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Thank you, God, for Jesus. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you for the hope in Jesus. Thank you for the blessed hope. Thank you for the hope. Thank you for the solid rock. The solid rock that shall never fail. Thank you, oh God, that our hope, our hope, our hope is built on the solid rock. We shall not be shaken. We shall not fear. We shall not fear. But we shall walk in victory. From victory to victory. From victory to victory. That is our Lord. And we give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah. You have no idea what we have just done means. But I pray to God that every one of us will get a revelation of what God wants us to know and how he wants to live with us. Don't you ever believe the lie of the devil. That God doesn't care about you. That God doesn't love you. God loves us so much. The Bible says that if he did not even withhold Jesus Christ, what would he not give you? What would he not bless you with? What is it that you will need and you will ask him and he will not care? I want us to know and to believe that God loves us so, so, so much. God is not a human being. God is not like your parents. God is not like your best friend. God is not like your husband. He's not like your wife. He loves even when you don't love him. He's faithful even when you remain unfaithful. That is a God that we serve. Amen. All right, you want to do something here that some of you may not like, but it's okay. We are going to do all the same. Everybody, take your notebook and your pen. Lift it up, let me see. And if you didn't bring your notebook, shame on you. Likewise, if you don't bring your pen, lift up your notebook and lift up your pen. Come to the inspection. Facilitators, please quickly do an inspection. And all those who didn't bring notebooks and pens, let them stand up for me. What is A? You are supposed to bring it to church every Sunday. You've been saying it and saying it and saying it and saying it. Help them to borrow sheets of papers from their friends if they didn't bring notebooks. And next week, don't do the same. Every Sunday you come to church, bring a notebook. And make sure everybody has a pen. Facilitators, make sure everybody has a pen. Palmer, you didn't bring pen. You didn't bring notebook. And you were beating the drums and sacrifice of drumming unto God last week like that. Please make sure everybody has a pen and paper. Uncle Ivan, thank you very much. I don't want anybody standing up. So facilitators, make sure everybody gets a pen and paper so they can sit down. But if you don't have a pen and you don't have paper, please don't sit down. Remain standing until you get a pen and a paper. Some facilitators may have to sacrifice their pens for their students. Uncle Solo, two of your students are still standing. They're okay. You have a pen? You have a paper? Oh, then sit. You don't have paper? So remain standing, please. So let's get in some paper. You don't have pen? Zion. Zion doesn't have a pen or paper. But you have notebook. What did you bring your notebook for? What? Okay. I think we're all set now, right? Richie, you didn't come with a pen. But you can have paper. Then sit down. If you have pen, you have paper, sit down. You don't have a pen. Okay. I feel like standing here through the air conditioning suite. So everybody's okay now. Are you set? Okay. All right. So we're going to write a quiz. Yes. A very simple quiz. Don't worry. We are celebrating our anniversary. So as part of our anniversary, we'll write a quiz. So set it out, let's start. Only six questions, six short questions. But you're not revising your notes. Go to where you're going to write today. Stop revising your notes. We'll revise after the quiz. Okay, don't worry, we'll revise after the quiz. Let's set it down. So question one. What is a vision? What is a vision? In your own words, just write what a vision is. Within 6 minutes, we should be done. Two, what is the mission of Calvary Temple? The mission of Calvary Temple. Question three, what is the birthday of ICGC? There should be no talking now. Question four. What is the birthday of Calvary Temple? The birthday of Calvary Temple. You want the day, the month, and the year. Question five. What is the birthday of Teen Chapel? Today we are celebrating anniversary, so we are remembering dates. And question six. Write two lessons that you learned from last week's message. two things that you learned from last week's message. Why are you looking at somebody's paper? I should repeat their questions again. They can't read. Question one, what is a vision? Question two, the mission of Calvary Temple. Mission of Calvary Temple. Question three, the birthday of ICGC. Four, the birthday of Calvary Temple. Five, the birthday of Teen Chapel. And then question six, two things that you learned from last week's lesson, a message. Two things you learned from last week's message. Why are you talking? Is that what you do in the exams room? What's your paper? Pardon? One minute more. What's your paper? And why are you sitting? Stand, please. Are you your first time here? Okay. Oh, then stand. It doesn't matter whether 10 years ago, no, stand. If you have been to this church before, even only once, you should, when I give instructions, you follow. If you don't have paper, you don't have pen, you don't sit down. So help me with a pen and help me with a paper. A facilitator should have been controlling this for me. Okay. Stop. Work. Pens down. Unless you are writing your name. Facilitators, you will collect their sheets one at a time and make sure that everybody has their name. Otherwise, you return the sheet to them to write their name. In the next 1 minute, you should collect all the sheets. Facilitators, please collect the sheets and let's move on. Don't deceive yourself by copying from somebody and writing anything. Shalom. Let's clap for all those who copied. Hey, Samuel, your people are still writing. What are they writing? We need to move on. Let's move on. Nobody should be holding his own sheet now. What is he supposed to be writing? Uncle Philip, your people are still writing here. It's not fair. Oh, heaven has seen what they've done. Heaven has seen the copy, and heaven has seen the writing after I said stop work. This is not WASI. This is not BEC. So. If you get zero, you won't die. All right. Can I have your attention, please? You want to go through the answers quickly, then we can discuss in our classes. Question one, what is a vision? In your own words, a vision is simply a statement of the details of what you see or perceive to become in the future. Okay. Your desired future position, what you see yourself becoming in the future. Okay. So anything around that is fine. Question two. The mission of Calvary Temple. Shall we all say it together? Ready? Go. Making ready a people. That's the vision of Calvary Temple. And shame on you if you got it wrong. Question three. What is the birthday of ICGC? And we are 40 years old. We are 40 years old. Question four. Question four. The birthday of Calvary Temple. I hope nobody wrote 4th February. Our birthday is 2nd February, but we are celebrating our birthday today because today is Sunday, okay? And we are 27 years old. And what is the birthday of Teen Chapel? All right, 3rd July 2005. Now, the last question, write two things that you learned from last week's lesson. That one, there's no wrong or right answer, okay? So please turn around into circles of your classes and then have a good discussion, especially on the last question.